Hello.
Hi, this is Madison. Give me a call back at customer support. Can I get your zip code so I can get into your account?
Oh, wait a minute. Right. What did you need?
Zip code.
19401.
You said 19401?
Yes.
And what is your first and last name?
Maddie Graham.
MADDIE or Y?
MATTIE.
Okay, and what is your address to confirm that account?
512 Natalie Lane, Northtown, Pennsylvania.
What you up to? You look like you're up to
something. Oh, come on. Okay, 1 second, please. Okay, I see you ordered an ice maker.
Is that what this, I didn't know, but I was looking on my thing and I didn't know what this was for. That's why I was calling.
Yes, ma'am, and a 637, 6732 charge was trying to go through and it declined, but
yeah, I don't,
the
cancel that.
574 went through.
No, because it's that the thing was only supposed to cost $7.99. So I don't know. So cancel whatever it says you charge me is $5.74 on my thing, whatever. Cancel that because you saying one thing and then I messed up my credit card because I'm getting ready to cancel my credit card. So what was the five? Why is the five? Why did you charge me $5.74 then? On November 21st.
It's for shipping and handling.
Did you send it though?
No, ma'am, it did not.
Okay,
go
then.
Through.
Well, can you send my $5.74 back? I don't want to do this because you said it was a promotion thing and you just paid the $7.99. So you know, I want you to cancel and put my $5.74 back on my whatever you took out, put back on my credit card. Cause I'm going to cancel my credit cards.
Yes, ma'am. Okay, and I got you canceled out. Is there anything else I could do for you? Because that'll be back in your account. That'll be back in your account 3 to 5 business days.
How many?
3 to 5 business days.
Okay. Yes. Yeah. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling customer support.
Okay. Have a good day.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Bye.